Damien is a friend. Their boy-girl Lego doesn't click, he would say. Damien is 30, Case 2 years older, but there is some carefully insulated module of immaturity in him, some shy and stubborn thing that frightened the money people. Both have been very good at what they've done, neither seeming to have the least idea of why. Google Damien and you will find a director of music videos and commercials. Google Case and you will find Cool Hunter. And if you look closely, you may see it suggested that she is a sensitive of some kind, a dowser in the world of global marketing. Though the truth, Damien would say, is closer to allergy, a morbid and sometimes violent reactivity to the semiotics of the marketplace. Damien's in Russia now, avoiding renovation and claiming to be shooting a documentary. Whatever faintly lived-in feel the place now has, Case knows, is the work of a production assistant. She rolls over, abandoning this pointless parody of sleep, gropes for her clothes. A small boy's black Fruit of the Loom t-shirt, thoroughly shrunken, a thin gray v-necked pullover purchased by the half-dozen from a supplier to New England prep schools, and a new and oversized pair of black 501s, every trademark carefully removed. Even the buttons on these have been ground flat, featureless, by a puzzled Korean locksmith in the village a week ago. The switch on Damien's Italian floor lamp feels alien, a different click, designed to hold back a different voltage, foreign British electricity. Standing now, stepping into her jeans, she straightens, shivering. Mirror world. The plugs on appliances are huge, triple-pronged, for a species of current that only powers electric chairs in America. Cars are reversed, left to right. Inside, telephone handsets have a different weight. A different balance, the covers of paperbacks look like Australian money. Pupils contracted painfully against sun-bright halogen, she squints into an actual mirror, canted against a gray wall, awaiting hanging, wherein she sees a black-legged, disjointed puppet, sleep hair poking up like a toilet brush. She grimaces at it, thinking for some reason of a boyfriend who'd insisted on comparing her to Helmut Newton's nude portrait of Jane Birkin. In the kitchen, she runs tap water through a German filter into an Italian electric kettle, fiddles with switches, one on the kettle, one on the socket. Blankly surveys the canary expanse of laminated cabinetry while it boils, bag of some imported Californian tea substitute in a large white mug, pouring boiling water.